The Pro Pebble Mine Group, the Pebble Partnership, is asking to become a co-defendant in a case challenging the mine. If a judge grants the request, the partnership would join the State Department of Natural Resources in defending a management plan that is tied to development of the Pebble project. KDLG's Adam Kane reports.
The tribes believe that the state's area management plan, which addresses approximately 12 million acres of land, was improperly changed in 2005 by changing the land use classifications for the vast majority of lands included in the plan. The DNR argued that the area plan was not a regulation but strictly a planning tool that sets standards for future action. The underlying target of the suit against the 2005 Bristol Bay area plan is the proposed Pebble Mine, which is located on some of the reclassified lands. Mike Heatwall is the Vice President of Public Affairs for the Pebble Partnership. He stressed that the motion was filed to give the Pebble Partnership an opportunity to take part in the matters that ultimately relate to Pebble's interests.
Basically, we were just wanting to file to have a seat at the table in a matter that's clearly trying to stop our project from advancing. And so a motion to intervene allows us to do that. It's similar to what we are also doing in the matter of the trustees' litigation against the Department of Natural Resources about the state of Alaska's mineral exploration program. We sought intervention status there, too, so that we can have a seat at the table when decisions are made in that case.
Jeff Parker is an Anchorage-based attorney representing the plaintiffs, which include the six Bristol Bay area tribes, as well as the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association and Trout Unlimited. Parker believes that if the Pebble Partnership is allowed to be part of the case, they would take on the difficult responsibility of defending the sensitive issues that may arise.
If they become a defendant on the side of the state, as they're trying to do, they will have to defend the 2005 Bristol Bay Area Plan. And that's likely to be difficult because the 2005 Bristol Bay Area Plan contains many questionable provisions.
Assistant Attorney General for the State of Alaska, John Baker, said that the state did not take a position on Pebble's motion to intervene and did not oppose the extension request by either the tribes or the Pebble Partnership to brief the issue. The suit was originally filed in May of this year on behalf of the Non-Dalton Tribal Council, the Kliganik Village Council, the Noostuyahawk Traditional Council, the Akwak Council, the Chogyong Tribal Council, and the Leavelock Village Council. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.